Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Mary Gratowski, respiratory therapist and COPD educator with UPMC Hammond. Mary, thank you so much for joining us for this March 2023 edition of Business Spotlight with UPMC Hammett. And Mary, I understand that you are a COPD educator at UPMC Hammett, along with being a respiratory therapist. So can you go into a little bit more detail about that role within UPMC Hammett for our listeners?
Thank you for inviting me. So I am a respiratory therapist, and I have been a respiratory therapist for many years here at Hammett, working with different populations. But one of the populations that I work with the most is COPD patients. And COPD can be preventable from not smoking. And I understand that COPD is caused by other things, but one of the main things that causes people to have COPD or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease is smoking. And cigarette smoking is the leading cause of preventable deaths in the United States, preventable being the key.
Mary, what makes nicotine and the habit of using it so addictive?
Well, nicotine stimulates the pleasure center in the brain, and that makes it highly addictive. So the more someone smokes, the more the nicotine receptors in the brain want to be fed. I refer to the nicotine receptors as little monsters in your brain, and they yell at you, and they tell you it's time to light up, and it's time to pull into country fair. And it's not just the physical withdrawal of nicotine, but it's the emotional and the mental stress as well. Nicotine produces a paradoxical effect, we call it. It stimulates and it also acts as a depressant. And so the stimulant effects are noted to be increased metabolism, increased attention and memory, and information processing and learning. And while the depressant effects include decreased appetite, and the alleviation of anxiety, depression, and pain. And all of these contribute to reasons why smokers have ambivalence about quitting smoking. Addiction occurs from just repeated doses of nicotine, mainly through a vessel that we call cigarettes.
I want to ask you about vaping, which seems to stretch across a wide range of demographics and has grown in popularity significantly. How has its presence affected your profession in educating against nicotine use?
Yeah, sure. So I want to say first that there are many forms of nicotine, and the most common that I see are cigarettes and vapes. And when someone discusses a vape, a common term used now is an END, E-N-D-S, which stands for electronic nicotine delivery systems, because there are so many assorted products on the market that when someone says they vape, they could be using all kinds of different products for their vape. They could use a vape pen, or they could still call it an e-cigarette. Vapes say that they contain nicotine or they don't, and they also will say on the package how much nicotine they contain. But unfortunately, the FDA is still trying to get a hold of the processing of how these are sent to market and how they are, the companies are being held responsible for what's inside the vape products. So vapes that say they don't have nicotine and people may think they're vaping in order to quit cigarettes because it is a lesser of an evil may still be getting nicotine because of the way the packaging isn't sold or is sold without control through the FDA. Also, vapes have flavors. And the flavors sound fun, like bubblegum and My Little Pony, strawberry, and those appeal to the younger population. And so vapes become a gateway drug to cigarettes. And currently, we have about 14% of our high school students are vaping, and about 3% of our middle school students are vaping. But total, 2.5 million youth are vaping. And I think that the common problem or misconception is that vaping is safe. And vaping isn't safe for several reasons. There are products inside the vape container or vessel that people may not be aware of besides nicotine. If it makes a cloud or it doesn't make a cloud, that uses different vapors or oils. And those oils are ingested into the lungs. Also, they're heated at such a high heat that the vape is getting down into lower lung parenchyma and can be causing burns or problems. And then next is the vape product itself, the container that somebody uses to vape, whether it's a pen or an e-cigarette. Those are made of metal, and as those are heated very hot, that metal does start to break down, which then microscopic pieces of metal are inhaled deep down into the lung parenchyma. Not sure what this is going to look like for people who are now vaping in their youth, whether it be high school, middle school, college, 20s or 30s. What are they going to look like? What are their lung function? What will it be when they're 50, 60, 70? What kind of lung problems will they have? It may not be what we see with cigarettes, such as COPD. It may be something that is totally different, but that is going to be very interesting to watch. And the next thing I would tell people who are vaping and they think it's safe is to follow the money. And the money comes from these big tobacco companies. And there's only really a couple big tobacco companies right now who are the main tobacco companies, and they use different names or they hide themselves. They buy these companies. One of them had bought Juul, and they now are going to release Juul, and they are now trying to buy Enjoy, because Enjoy has actually completed the paperwork for the FDA. So we could talk about this for a long time, but I would want the listeners to be aware and maybe to do some research and take some individual responsibility and not think that the tobacco company is safe and selling you a safe product, because it is truly the same tobacco company that sold and is still selling cigarettes to people. They are selling the vapes or the ENDS. The ENDS will have in them nicotine and other products which will make you addicted. So it's all about following the money. The tobacco company says, oh, smoking is becoming outdated, and they want the younger people want something new, but we still want our money, and that money is going to come from vaping.
Wow, that was a lot of interesting information about vaping and the effect that we don't even know it could have possibly long term. And I'm sure we could talk about that for a while, Mary, but I want to discuss the programs now that you offer at UPMC Hammett to try to help people quit the use of nicotine. Why are these programs so important?
Well, I'm not sure anybody's encouraged to quit because they hear a statistic, but in a few numbers, smoking cigarettes are causing 480,000 deaths per year, and that's one in five deaths. So cigarette smoking causes more deaths each year than these following things combined: auto accidents, illegal drug use, alcohol use, firearms, and HIV. All combined, cigarette smoking still causes more deaths. Cigarette smoking, again, is the leading cause of the preventable deaths in the United States. And that preventable, I can't say enough. And I have numbers from our Department of Health that the smoking rate in Erie County in Pennsylvania is around 18%. And for perspective, the highest states are West Virginia and Kentucky, and they're around 33%. And the lowest state is Utah at 12%. Smoking is one of the leading causes, but not the only cause of COPD. And with my emphasis at HAMET being education with the COPD population, this is concerning. 1 in 2 adults have diagnosis of COPD, and that's almost 15 million diagnosed and millions more who don't even know they have COPD.
Those certainly are alarming statistics. Mary, I understand HAMET offers several different programs that can help people quit the use of nicotine. Can you elaborate on those for us?
Yes, we've been holding in-person classes for many years, and with COVID changing how we were able to meet, our classes transitioned to telephonic. We now offer both a 6-week in-person class and a 6-week telephonic class, as well as a once-a-month drop-in group called Nicotine Free Erie. Both the in-person and the telephonic groups are the same classes and use the same material. The telephonic group meets on Monday evenings from 5 to 6:30, while the in-person group meets on Tuesday evenings from 5 to 6:30. Now, both classes do require a participant to enroll by calling me at HAMET or being referred by their doctor. And if someone isn't sure that they're ready to quit and they would like to learn more about the classes, that's where Nicotine Free Erie comes in. So Nicotine Free Erie has no enrollment necessary. It is the first Tuesday of each month from 5 to 6 p.m. And I am located at the UPMC Center for Healthy Living at 3330 Peach Street. Our entrance is marked by a door with a C on it, and signs are placed on the door and inside the building to the meeting room. If somebody wants to stop by, staying the hour isn't necessary. You can come by, meet me, ask me a question, receive some quit materials if you want, and all these programs are free of charge.
For the telephonic program, does the participant need a personal computer?
No, thank goodness, because I wouldn't want to do that either. So a cell phone or a home phone is all that's needed. Once enrolled, I mail out the education material along with a call-in number, and that places everyone into a telephone conference call. I will also give each participant my work cell phone number so you can call me at any time if there's problems getting onto the call. But it is merely a phone call that places you into a conference call so everybody can hear each other, but they don't see each other. And these telephone calls are great if someone doesn't have the transportation for an in-person, or maybe they live some distance away.
What are the eligibility requirements to take part in these programs?
Well, the classes are free and they're available to all Erie and Erie County and surrounding area residents. And the decision on which type of class that somebody would want is up to the individual.
Does the patient need health insurance or some form of payment to cover the cost?
No, the great part is it's free for everyone. Programs are provided free of cost by UPMC HAMET as a community service.
Well, that is certainly great to hear that the programs are offered for free by UPMC HAMET. Mary Grotowski, respiratory therapist and COPD educator at UPMC HAMET, is our guest in this month's edition of Business Spotlight. And we're discussing programs to help the public quit the use of cigarettes or nicotine products. Mary, would you explain how the 6-week sessions differ from the Nicotine Free Erie program?
So in the 6-week program, a participant is enrolled to attend 6 Mondays or 6 Tuesday classes. And these classes receive free nicotine replacement therapy and weekly counseling. Each week, the class member chooses a goal for the week. And as a group, we help each other achieve those goals. In the Nicotine-Free Erie, we do not provide free nicotine replacements such as nicotine gum, lozenges, or patches, but it's a wonderful way to learn about quitting and to decide if a class may be the right fit. It also works as a support group for former smokers and those still deciding. And the meetings are only once a month. Again, you don't have to stay an hour. You can stay 10 minutes. No registration needed.
What should a participant in the 6-week program expect to learn about and take away from the program?
I use the American Lung Association Freedom from Smoking Program, and the Center for Disease Control ranks this program as one of the most effective programs in the country. We jointly set a realistic quit date. This is going to be different for each person in the class. It would be great if everybody quits together in the 6 weeks, but realistically, each member of class needs to individualize their quit. The classes aren't a race and they're not a competition. They are supportive. We begin by identifying each person's smoking habit. And I think people listening will say, hey, I know my smoking habit. But by using a tool called pack tracking, where each cigarette smoked is logged for the time of day and the strength of the urge, a pattern will emerge. And these patterns tend to be eye-opening. We can take that information and build the quit around it. There are also three chains that need to be broken for the smoker. This is called the three-chain link. The three chains are physical, which is the nicotine addiction, where we use nicotine replacement, which I can provide free, that helps break that physical chain. The nicotine replacement is provided by the Erie County Department of Health. The mental, which is the habit. The mental habit-forming chain is the one that triggers the urge for nicotine, such as smoking when you start the car or with your coffee or before bed, after meals, on the telephone. The habit is broken down and examined for ways to alter it. And the last chain is social. The social chain may be things like getting together with friends for cards, social clubs, and bowling. We talk about barriers to cessation, including other smokers in the home or the workplace, stressful like circumstances, depression, multiple previous quit attempts, and serious withdrawal symptoms.
Wow, so the Erie County Department of Health is in cooperation with the cessation programs.
Yes, we partner together to provide the community with assistance in reducing tobacco use. The Department of Health provides 4 to 6 weeks of nicotine replacement in the form of nicotine lozenges, nicotine patches, or nicotine gum. And these products are combined, so someone could use maybe a patch and a piece of gum, or a patch or a nicotine lozenge. And again, individual decisions on how each person will quit and if they even want to use a product. The in-person class has the nicotine replacement delivered to them by me during class time, and the telephone class has their nicotine replacement mailed to their home. But also, if our HAMET meetings are at a time of day that do not work for some reason, then the Department of Health also runs classes. And so both myself and the tobacco division at the Department of Health are happy to find somebody a class.
Mary, in your professional opinion, why should someone consider a class instead of trying to quit on their own?
Studies have shown that the best way to quit is some form of coaching. And the more layers that you have to help you quit, the more successful the quit will be. So if we can start the class as a strong bottom layer, providing education and the group support. You never know what you may have to offer someone or what ideas someone else may have to offer you. The class keeps each individual from feeling alone in this work, and I do call it work because quitting is hard work. But evidence-based guidelines for tobacco cessation shows multiple engagements with a counselor increases a smoking abstinence, and the more tools that are available are better for your success. So adding in nicotine replacement to the class to help minimize the withdrawal symptoms. After that, you can add an app to your phone or your computer, which tracks days that you've quit, gives daily inspirations, gives reminders of health gains and dollar saves, and I have a list of those apps. Also, I've been asked about hypnosis, and if that interests you, we do not offer it, but in conjunction with a class, and not as a single therapy, I have seen hypnosis be a useful tool.
I'm sure it's probably safe to say that we all know, whether it's family members, coworkers, friends, someone who's been a smoker or a tobacco user for a long period of time in their lives, which makes it difficult for them to take the first step towards quitting. What would you say to a listener that's tuning into today's program who would be considering the program but is hesitant to take that first step?
You know, I love that question because one of my favorite things to say in a class is, you know, when you were 14 or 18 or 20 and you started smoking, you didn't start smoking day one, two packs of cigarettes a day. So I don't think you're going to stop smoking your two packs of cigarettes in a week or a day. Some people do, but there are many different ways to quit, and the class will help you explore your options. It is an easy, ongoing class without judgment. It is moving at your own pace. That is encouraged. However quickly or slowly a person would like to be on this process or journey, as we call it, to quit, is encouraged and applauded. And it's not a one-size-fits-all program. I'm here to help, and a quit takes time and patience.
What happens, or what are the next steps if someone is not smoke or nicotine free by the end of the 6 weeks?
Quitting smoking usually requires multiple attempts. On average, it can require 8 to 11 times per the World Health Organization. The 6 week classes are scheduled 3 to 4 times a year and can be taken each time. And as the smoking habit is tapered, each class becomes a little different because the smoker is in a different place. And success looks different for everyone. The person who sets a quit date within 6 weeks during the class and achieves it, they're amazing, and they're helpful to everyone else who's working towards that goal. And being able to discuss how cutting down on daily use feels and strategies that work or don't work, and celebrating each milestone, makes the class less stressful and sometimes actually fun. We do use laughter and humor. Ongoing support while between classes can be found at the National Quit Line, which is the 1-800-QUIT-NOW telephone number, and they offer individual health coaching for free, and they also offer free nicotine replacement by mail with ongoing individual health coaching.
Mary, when is the next offering of a 6 week program for anyone that would be interested?
Next is Monday, April 3rd. We'll begin the first week of the in-person group, and Tuesday, April 4th begins the telephone group. And once a person chooses in-person or telephone, this is the group that they will stay with for 6 weeks. After the 6 week program is over, everyone is invited to Nicotine Free Erie and may enroll for the next 6 week class, and then can choose to remain in a telephone or an in-person or switch it up. So the dates we're looking at is Monday, April 3rd or Tuesday, April 4th.
Where are the locations for the in-person classes and the Nicotine Free Erie group?
I am at the UPMC Center for Healthy Living, which is 3330 Peach Street. It's the building that's also known as the Sterling Square Building. It's in the same set of buildings where the Imaging Center is located, if that helps people find it. And there are 4 clearly marked doors. They are marked A, B, C, and D. And the classes are located by coming in door C. And that door will be posted with our welcome sign, and we'll have arrows inside the building pointing the way to the meeting room.
Mary, let's have you give out some contact information for those who would be interested in learning more or to sign up for a class.
Well, anyone listening is encouraged to call me. My telephone number here at Hammett is 814-877-2981. That's 814-877-2981. And please leave a voice message and I will return your call. Also, they could speak with their family doctor for a referral. Nobody needs a referral for this program, but some people may want to discuss it with their doctor before beginning the program. And you can contact the Erie County Department of Health for dates and times of my classes or some of their classes.
Mary, you've been terrific on today's episode of Business Spotlight with UPMC Hammett. We really appreciate your time. You can tell that you're passionate about educating people on the effects of smoking and vaping and tobacco use, and giving them information about how to enroll in these programs that could change their lives and the lives of their loved ones. And I'll leave you with this, and I'm sure that you'd echo the same sentiments, that it's never too late for anyone to look into quitting, and that they really should keep their loved ones in mind in regards to making this positive change in their lives.
It's absolutely never too late. Quitting smoking gives immediate effects. So 20 minutes after quitting, the blood pressure drops down to normal, your pulse rate drops down to normal. 8 hours after quitting, something called the carbon monoxide level in your blood drops. We know carbon monoxide is what we don't want. That is what people inhale during a fire or when their furnace goes bad. The oxygen level in the blood will actually increase back to normal after 8 hours of not smoking. And then we could go on with chances of heart attacks decreasing, circulation improving, breathing improving. And as for family members, I want people to quit smoking because they want to quit smoking. They want to quit smoking so they feel better, something that they're doing for themselves. I try to call it a selfish time. If you need time to do this, you need to take time for yourself and do the work that it takes to do. And maybe not worry about your family. If there is activities that your family does that makes you uncomfortable and makes you want to smoke, then you opt out of those activities for a little while until you become a comfortable non-smoker. But of course, everybody wants to keep their family in mind because staying healthy makes your family happier.
Mary, thanks again. One more time, let's give out that contact information for those that would like to reach out.
So my number is 814-877-2981. And if you happen to go to a pulmonary office, a UPMC pulmonary office, anybody there can refer you, or a UPMC family practice office, they can send a referral also through the computer, then I will call you. But you don't need a referral. You can call me yourself or just show up once the first Tuesday of every month for Nicotine Free Erie.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Dr. Ralph Ford, Chancellor at Penn State Barron, is in the Business Spotlight.